popular then.
That's what I want. I would love. I would love that though. Let the shoulder guy do that stuff,
and then your dentist do your cavities while you're at it. All of it, all at once.
Hey, listen, that would be fantastic. You know, why have to pay two separate anesthesiologists? Just pay to one guy.
Like you're like a car on a lift, and each team just comes through and does each thing they're supposed to do, like the dentist,
but
whatever.
Here's the thing.
Give you a haircut and a shave.
Here's the thing. I feel like if I get the hernia. If I get the hernia and the shoulder taken care of,
yeah,
other than the occasional back flare up, that's as good as I'm going to get.
That's sad that you can get 100% good. Like you don't have to settle.
With those two things, I can get 100%. You know, I can get as good as a 48-year-old body that played sports is going to get.
Wow.
Sad. I know, but
it is though.
I know.
I mean, knock on wood. But like I have a 1 year older than you body, or maybe 6 or 8 months, and I'm not in pain. I'm not in pain at all.
Maybe 16 months.
Yeah, you're very fortunate.
No, you're good. You didn't play. You didn't play competitive sport.
No, but I didn't do like.
I'm sure some cheerleading. You don't have wrist or ankle issues or something.
I run. I should have knee problems. I think maybe.
Yeah.
You should have knee problems, but let's be honest. It's not from the running.
Okay.
Calluses on the knees.
Yeah, so that's what I do now. I just push it back in.
Creepy and gross. And no wonder your wife doesn't want to have sex with you. Oh, hang on, honey. Oh, blah, blah. Hang on, honey. Let me push my hernia in. Okay, we're good again. Let's go again.
No, I don't tell her about those things.
Really? That is probably the sweetest thing I've ever heard you say. That is the nicest, sweetest thing.
Why spare her the grossness?
That I don't tell her that I have to push my hernia back in? No, I save all that stuff for you guys.
I'll take it. I would rather you tell me than her. That's
it's all the warm and fuzzy that I get around here.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have to know about that. Oh, that's so sweet.
There's not a sympathetic ear in the bunch here. That's the truth.
That might be true.
Not a one.
It's just the hernia.
You're like a minute and a half away from Mickey Krabs drawing you outside your hernia, pushing it in.
Good luck with that one. I would love to know what it. Part of me wants to know what it really looks like.
Look.
And what do you mean underneath the flap of skin? Like what?
Like it's because it's coming through the muscle.
Right.
I want to know what it looks like.
Look. Can't you just look?
No. What it looks like on the inside.
Yeah. Shiny, you know what,
that thing
pink
called,
intestine.
I guess pink
coming
intestine
through the crisscross muscles, going right through the little hole.
Is that what it is?
That's how I picture it.
Well, so what do they do? They put like steel mesh in there or something like that.
Yeah, they put a mesh over it to hold everything in.
You're the. I always wonder what they say when they have that infomercial for the lawyers and they have you had a mesh?
Yep,
that's what it is.
You know, it's funny. It happened. I first saw that commercial right after I had the surgery done.
Oh, I've never.
And it was done. The time frame for you could sue was done. At a period where I was there, where the mesh might not be as strong as it could be.
Oh, so I didn't even know this was a thing.
Are you class action, Brett, right now?
I have not joined. I just ignored it like it didn't happen. I trust him that my doctor did everything that he could.
Right.
And
everything will be fine.
It'll be great.
I'm starting to try to take that method of just willing things away.
Yes. Never happened. Like noise in the car. Turn up the radio. This is the life version of turning up the radio when there's noise in the car.
Right.
Just ignore some things. Here and there.
Well, the problem is I think I ignore it too much and then I just continue to go doing stuff that is probably making it worse.
Oh, well, then there's that. Yeah, that's a different
thing. When you're working out, are you lifting weights? I thought it had something to do with lifting, like lifting the wrong way or lifting weights or working out.
Who knows? It may have.
Doesn't help.
Right. Maybe. And it just may be, you know, wear and tear on the bod. I don't know.
Well, then why doesn't Roger have a...
He did.
I had a navel one right next to my belly button.
Yeah, his belly button. Mine's on the backboard. Yeah, Brett had two on the backboard and one on the belly button. Right?
Man. Yep.
You know where the backboard is, Monica?
No.
Who?
The backboard?
It's right above the...
Figure it out.
I think of butt when you say backboard.
No.
No, on the front.
On the front.
Below the stomach and above
where the base is.
The flatness right there.
On my case, it's just a little bit above that and to the left.
And you ever see the old guys? Yeah, maybe you've seen this, Monica, especially when the older guys wear their big fluffy shirts and sometimes you'll see like a bubble pointing from underneath because they leave that hernia for a long time. And sometimes they have several of them. They try to hold them down with tape. I don't know what, but you don't want to let it go long because it goes from golf ball to softball size.
That's why I kind of feel like I want to take care of it quickly because I'm better off. Like, then if I wait too long, then it's like with anything else. You wait too long and it's probably worse.
Exactly.
So I want to take care of it. Plus, I feel like if I get a hernia thing done, a few days, you bounce back. Yeah, I'm not going to be at the gym or anything, but I can still enjoy the summer. It's not like shoulder surgery where my arm's in a brace, you know.
I don't know if it was because I had all three done at the same time, but the first couple of days were brutal. Like, you couldn't cough. You could barely, every move was like,
burned.
Every move.
That's where the pain pills come in.
I know, but even that.
See, I only had one, and it did have its moments where I'd feel like a burning or whatever, but he said, you know, be real careful, and I'd walk around sometimes just holding it.
Nothing bad ever happens to you, and I'm sick of it.
And then gold coins came out of the part where he cut my stomach. Just gold coins started falling out. And then it healed itself. And I'm trying to cut it open so more gold coins would come out.
Just once, I want to hear the pain was excruciating for like 3 days. Nothing bad ever happens, and I am tired of it.
You be happy for your friend? That's good.
I'm not happy. No, you know what?
Who you're talking to?
I'm sick of everything. The ball just always bouncing the right way.
That's awesome. Done. I'm happy for you.
It doesn't always bounce the right way, but it sure seems like it.
Well, those are the only stories we hear about.
That's right. Sure seems like it. Like, Monica, over the weekend, we live 5 miles from each other, literally.
Not even.
On the same southern shore of Long Island. I had sunshine Sunday afternoon. He insists he had a crappy day on Sunday, and I don't understand it.
We definitely did. I was inside watching the frigging golf tournament because it sucked outside.
And I missed it because it was so nice outside. That's why I missed it. I came in, I only saw the very end. I totally forgot it was on.
Like that.
It was so nice, I forgot the match was even on.
Meanwhile, JP's over there just miserable. Yeah. That's horrible.
I don't know how that even happened. It was fine because we were looking for any part of the weekend that was going to be nice. We were all over it.
I know how it happened. Mother Nature was like, oh, that's Roger's house and that's JP's house. Oh, okay.
100%.
Gotcha. Let's just make this work then.
100%. That's exactly the way it goes.
She squatted over your house and put a big swirly right over it. I guess. I don't know.
Roger's house? JP's house.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's like there's a glass wall in the sky.
Ready for this? Roger's life. Hold on a second. Roger's life. My mess of a life. There you go. That's it in a nutshell. Let's build a...
That's a lot of womp womp.
Let's build a radio show around that. I think we got something.
Yeah. Jeez. Let's see if it works.
Just one time.
Well,
I want to be in Bizarro World where my life is, everything's going swimmingly, and there's chaos in Roger's world.
You wouldn't be happy with. You would feel sad for because Roger's not used to it. You would be like, you wouldn't be happy that bad things were happening to your friend. That I know.
He would just be thinking, now it's starting to get even.
You know, it's funny. I read this article. I came across this article before. It was about Finland, and Finland is the happiest country on earth. And it's sharing tips for happiness. And I firmly believe, and I'm not looking for attention here, but I mean this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to be happy. But I think trying to be happy fuels it, fuels me, and pushes me to work harder, go for the next thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I've always said, like, batteries operate on positive and negative. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for me, I run on the negative. But to try to achieve positive results, and I think it's pretty much worked so far. I mean, career-wise, at least. And I don't think and our old GM actually said to me, he's like, John, you don't know how to be happy. And
I never
really thought about it. I wouldn't, even if I achieved happiness.
You wouldn't be happy.
That's great. But no, but then I'm going after the next thing.
Oh, that's unique. That's it. Then, hey, I'm going to take a page out of your book. JP, you need to not walk. You need to run straight to the therapist's office.
Right, what do you think we haven't discussed? We haven't discussed this stuff?
Come
on. I got 17 years of that guy under my belt.
Good quote.
You know? But it's the truth. I just think that if I achieve that goal, I enjoy it for 20 minutes, a half hour.
What else? And then you go to what else?
And then you go into the next. I go to the next thing. Or let's just take... You know, this experiment here, you know, We had wanted another opportunity, Yep. We got it.
Right.
Yay. Okay. Now we have to make it work.
Right.
Then we got to, then we got to number one. Yay. Now we got to maintain it.
Right.
Right. So now we maintained it. Now the next thing is, okay, well, what's next? So we're in we're in the middle of trying to build the what's next thing, and that'll be great. And the what's next thing is kind of staring at us a little bit. And once we get that, okay, now we got to make, I'll pat ourselves on the back for 10 minutes, and then it's you got to get to the next thing.
Right.
So I'm always, remember, do you remember?
But you're not, it doesn't sound like you're sitting in the happy pool for a minute just to enjoy.
No, I'm not.
Anything.
I'm not.
But if you,
but what about your personal life, not professional? Why wouldn't you enjoy the happiness of, you see your kids in the pool,
healthy kids,
your wife sitting next to you in the lounge, you guys are having a drink and a sandwich at lunch, and you'd be like, wow, this is awesome.
I have moments.
Yes.
Moments, right. But it's never extended.
Oh.
It's never an extended moment.
That's what you can work on, extending it.
Because I worry too much.
About what?
Everything. Oh, yeah, about everything.
Yeah, don't worry.
Listen, we're not in the most stable business.
I know.
Yeah, but that's out of your, you know what it is? That's out of your control. I don't worry about stuff that's out of my hands. I can do stuff that I know I can do for myself. And then other things that are out of my hands. If tomorrow they said the bone is no longer talk, we're going straight, whatever, everybody's fired, that sucks. But guess what? Then I have to pick myself up and let's figure this next time. It's out of my hands. It's going to happen. Whatever I do or I don't do, that's going to happen.
Hmm.
It's out of my hands.
I don't have that ability.
The
ability to what?
To not worry about the things I can't control.
Oh.
I don't have it.
Oh,
I wish I did.
Oh, yeah. Put that stuff
aside.
Whole
guy, give me the serenity
I
don't even know it. Right. I don't have it.
I know the difference between the things you can control and you can't. I know that's in there.
That whole thing. And my whole thing is I need to, I just need to control it. I need to
control it. You're gonna you're banging your head against a wall. You'll never be happy if you try to control things.
Ding ding ding. Pay the lady.
And now he doesn't have to go to the couch.
Right.
Monica just came up with a conclusion right there.
You just made $350 for an hour. Congratulations.
but you could do that though, JP. You have the ability to focus on not.
Well, but some
upset.
People's personalities aren't built that way. That's the thing I've learned over the years.
It's funny. Anybody who watched the Jordan thing in that 10th episode, there was that one guy who was saying how people go to India and go to the ashrams and for 10 years to try and learn how to do prayer and yoga and how to stay in the moment. And they never achieve it.
Wow.
And like Jordan didn't know how to not be in the moment. And he's like, well, why would I worry about a shot I haven't taken yet? Or why would I be afraid of a shot that I haven't taken yet? I'm like, yeah, that's a gift. That's a gift.
He makes a good point.
You know, I feel like I'm so used to worry that if I don't worry, that's when I worry, everything is kosher.
It is.
If I sit back and I enjoy it or enjoy something, now all of a sudden it's like I'm taking my hands off the steering wheel.
And something's going to smack
you in
the head.
That's when I'm not ready, you're not ready for it, and boom, it comes out from the side.
But it's not all on your shoulders, JP. You can't,
But I put it there, and I'm comfortable with it being there. I'm comfortable.
You're squishing out your hernia by your shoulders.
Here's the thing. I'm comfortable, unfortunately, in the negative. I'm comfortable in that spot. I'm not comfortable in the happy place because it's weird to me.
What if, and you've always said that, dream scenario that you guys lived in somewhere in Florida, then would that contribute to the happiness? And if you were that happy here, would you be uncomfortable? Like, then maybe it's good. Stay up there.
No, because you still, I have my kids to worry about and their education and everything. You know, there's always something. Trust me, I can find something to worry about.
Yep. Wow. There's always something coming around.
I don't think about it.
It's just part of
just the way I'm wired.
Yeah.
Wow.
I always say I would give 15 minutes to walk in Roger's shoes. 15. That's I would give anything. Excuse me. I would give anything to walk 15 minutes in Roger's shoes.
It's not that I don't worry about anything, but I feel like I like, and Monica maybe, and we're similar in a certain way where we're both generally happy almost every day, right?
Absolutely happy right now. I mean, there's
at least,
I got problems, but I mean.
Right.
I mean,
no matter what's going on, you generally, and I feel like it's something about looking around and like, and I'm not saying this as a slight to you, but yes, looking around and knowing where you're at and just having some gratitude. Even, you know, when I first started the job, I was happy I got my first job. It was $4.50 an hour. It's not about money or anything like that. Right. It's about just, I don't know. And maybe it's because my mom was so positive when I was a kid that helped. And now Monica didn't have that situation at all, but she now is as happy a person as I am.
I blame the
parents. I don't know how it happens.
I appreciate the moment when it happens, but for a moment, and then it's what's, but then it's, no, but then it's what's next. Then it's what's next. Because if you're not constantly setting new goals, then what are you doing?
I mean, you know, but there's a healthy way to set new goals and a healthy way to enjoy the moment. What if, you enjoy it for 10 seconds and then you're like, what if the next thing? When you are what ifing the next thing, do you ever take time and say, to kind of clear your head and make yourself happy by saying, oh, yeah, remember that moment and recalling it and recalling the joy that you had?
No.
How about just enjoying this thing?
I could enjoy, what?
You know, for whatever that moment is, whether it's, say, sitting in a hammock, you get on vacation, finally sitting in a hammock.
Again,
do you actually sit there and go, oh, man, this is it. And just think about this.
I do when I'm on vacation.
Right.
When I'm away, I'm on vacation. That's why with all this thing, everything being on lockdown, that's why I'm as much of a lunatic as I am.
Yeah.
Because I have nothing planned.
Mm.
And I can't plan anything.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just transferring like that moment to smaller things.
For me, it's always getting to, like everything we do is getting to that next bunch of time off where I can just unplug. And if I'm home, I can't unplug. Cannot.
You do need then the yoga or the meditation or a book or something where you are your brain isn't constantly in that mode.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let me know. It just doesn't work that way for me, and I'm okay with it.
You're
comfortable.
I'm worried about you. Now I'm worried about your mental health and how you're gonna, you know, worry about everything all the time. Like, your brain needs a break.
That's
dude.
How he works.
It pushes me.
He said he's comfortable in the negative.
Right. I'll be over here in La La Land, not worrying about a gee darn thing.
Me too.
Yeah.
But you worry, I worry. That's not that's not true either, right? I mean, we both worry about stuff, but it doesn't become the number one thing we think about, which I think might also be a difference.
No,
you know, your stuff you worry about is like right in front.
Yep.
And I just I'll worry about it later or worry about it a little bit and let it go or whatever, but you know, let things go, I guess. I don't know. It's weird. Everybody's built. And how you can be happy. You don't know how to be happy. I don't even know how I'd describe that to you, how to be happy.
There's no handbook.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You should try it.
It's great.
Shut up, skank.
See? Negative. Very negative.
Negative.
That guy.
Negative.
Yeah, that's just...
Negative.
All right, well, Roger and JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Top 10 list coming up in about 10 minutes or so. You guys guess what's in the top 10?